Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we feature young farmer Tanasha Chameso. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui, James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Growing up as a child, I see most persons going into teaching, doctors, lawyers, but I was grown in a home where my parents were farmers and they bought rare animal and grow crops. So getting older now, I realize that the best thing for me to do, since I have an understanding, I already gained the love for it. I love to see the things coming up from small until they are reaping stage.
Tanasha Chameso is a young farmer from Highgate, St. Mary, with big dreams of expanding her business.
Farming is the way to go. For me, farming is the best thing to do. You work for yourself, it is much easier than going out and working for others. I believe in being an entrepreneur. I like being my own boss. I like to know that I come to my farm whenever I want, I leave whenever I want, and it's something that I love, it's food.
The 25-year-old farmer cultivates sweet pepper in greenhouses, as well as cabbage and hot pepper on her farm in Chovy, St. Mary. She also cultivates sorrel and pak choi in small quantities, rears goats, and plans to add papaya to the mix. She supplies retailers PriceSmart and Hilo Supermarket, a preparatory school, and other vendors.
We have persons coming in from Kingston who buy in large proportion, so selling is not really a problem.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carsten Muda recently toured Tanasha's farm and notes that he was impressed by what he saw.
She's a clear manifestation of all the things that we have been promoting, and she represents the sector very well. A 25-year-old working in this area with her husband and so committed to agriculture is very encouraging for the sector.
Tanasha believes agriculture is a very profitable sector that can drive economic growth, and she's encouraging young people and the young at heart to become involved in agriculture.
Farming, it is not hard. You start out small, and the profit that you make after you sell, that is what you're going to use to grow your business. When you farm, there's no way you can sit around not having funds. And you know that's what persons work for. Teachers work to get money. Doctors work to get money. Farmers work to get money. It makes you happy just to see the things growing. You're reaping, you're selling, you're collecting the money, you know, that is yours.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Before good food spoil, make belly boss. Translation: before allowing food to spoil, allow the belly to burst. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, one should make every good use of life's opportunities. A similar meaning is, never waste or discard today that which you or someone else may be able to use tomorrow. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.